Hey, Warrior Kings, there's something I gotta say, and I wanted to say it for a few days now, and I should have said it a few days ago because I know that you guys have been waiting, and yeah, I'm just gonna go ahead and say that now. Hello and welcome to the Warrior Kings podcast. I'm your host, Michael Riggs, here to assist you on your journey to unlocking masculinity, manliness, and the warrior spirit within, and overall leveling up your lives. So again, welcome to the Warrior Kings podcast. It's good to have you here today. It's good to talk to you today. If you're new here, my name is Michael Riggs. I'm a full-time author, artist, and entrepreneur, husband, and father of five. And I say all of the things that most men don't want to hear about, how to level up every aspect of their lives. So if that's not something that you're into, definitely don't subscribe to this podcast. But if it is, if that is something that you're into, you want to level up every aspect of your life as a man, you're seeking how to improve your life in every way, a little bit every day, to get better a little bit every single day and every single week right here on the Warrior Kings podcast, hit that subscribe button, stick around, because it's good to have you here as part of this community. And yeah, this podcast is mainly for men looking to level up every aspect of their lives, but everybody is welcome to listen. And to my regular listeners, one thing that you can do to help me level up this podcast even more and to reach more men all over the world is to leave a review on whatever platform you're listening to this on. So Apple, Spotify, places like that. Leave a star rating, leave a review, and that really helps us get pushed in the algorithm for this podcast to be shown to more listeners. So I really appreciate that. I love all the reviews on there, and yeah, just thank you. Just really quick, I wanted to give you a reminder today right now. I felt compelled to say this, so maybe this is for you. Just a reminder that you are awesome and to never let anybody make you feel like you are less. Don't ever let someone influence you into thinking that you're less or brainwash you into thinking that you are less. You are a warrior king. You are the king of your kingdom. And it's really easy to end up sometimes in a situation where we allow people to make us feel like we're less. And what that comes down to most of the time is them projecting their insecurity onto us, or projecting their shortcomings onto us, their inadequacy. Most of the time, if somebody's trying to make you feel like you're less or make you feel like the thing you are doing or pursuing is stupid, it's because they see that you're doing good. And inside, that makes them not feel good because they're not doing good. Don't ever let somebody make you feel like you're less. Know that you're awesome. Know that you're going out there and getting it. Get better and better every single day. And if you are the best possible version of yourself that you can be every single day, nobody can say shit. And if they try to, you don't have to care. Know that you're awesome and keep doing what you're doing, man. Don't ever let anybody make you feel like you're less. So today we're going to be talking about our natural tendency to put off the things that we want to do in this life. The procrastination that I'm going to get started on that next week, next month. I'm going to get started on that tomorrow. Just one more day and then I'll get started. You know, that procrastination, that putting off the things that we want to do and overcoming that. So I hope you're well wherever you are. I hope that you are chasing your dreams, pursuing your dreams, finding the calling and purpose of your life. I hope that you're getting better every single day, like I said before. And again, it's great to have you here today. I love talking to you on here. So let's dive right into it. What are the things that you want to do in this life that you haven't done yet? Have you always wanted to pursue a certain dream? Have you always wanted to start a certain business? Even some seemingly simpler things, like have you always wanted to learn another language, a new language? What are the things that you have been waiting to do and putting off doing until the time is right? Well, here's the hard truth, man. Every day you are another day older. And at the end of every day, you are one day closer to the end of your life. We have this natural tendency as humans to feel like we have forever. We have so much time. Usually in our 20s, we feel like we're immortals and we have so much time to do all of the things that we want to do in life. There's time to wait. There's so much time to wait and put the things off that we want to do, right? Like 20s is immortal. Like I have my whole life ahead of me. Then in like our 30s and 40s, we're like, damn, I wasted so much time that I could have been going for the things that I wanted to go for. I could have been doing the things that I wanted to do in this life. I could have been accomplishing my dreams already and I put it off because I felt like I had so much time. It happens in like a blink, like you're 20, 25 and then suddenly you're 40, you know, like it happens really, really quick. And I'm not saying this to scare you or make you feel rushed or paranoid about time. I'm saying this to remind you that time is limited in this life. We want to do everything that we can while we're here in this life. So I'm here today to tell you, man, the time is now. The time is now to do all of the things that you want to do in this life. The time is now to accomplish everything that you want to accomplish in this life. The time is now to turn it all around and forge a new path for yourself. Go and look in the mirror and ask yourself if you're satisfied, or if you know that there is so much more waiting for you on the other side of your laziness and procrastination, that there is so much more waiting for you on the other side of you making the decision to actually believe in yourself. How many times are you going to say, I'll get started tomorrow? Get started today. Do it right now. Things like ripped, fit, healthy bodies and multi-million $1 million businesses take a long time to grow. They take some time to grow, right? They take some consistency. So please, I urge you, stop wasting your time. Do the thing right now. If you've been here for a while, you've definitely heard me talk about finding and pursuing the calling and purpose of your life, because I believe that there is a calling and a purpose, a specific purpose for everyone's life. There is a calling and a purpose for your life. Your life is important. There's a calling for your life, the reason why you're breathing. And the world tries to steal this away from you to convince you that your life is meaningless and useless, that it came out of nowhere, that it came from nothing. Don't buy that lie. You are important. There is a great purpose for your life. Call it destiny. I don't know, whatever word works for you. The problem is that you have the choice to either be everything that you can be in this life, to be your best self, or to just simply not, to just make the decision that you're not. You can choose to either be a winner or a loser. You have the choice to waste your time. And hard truth here, man, but if you are wasting your time, you are choosing that. If you are not chasing your dreams or a higher vision, a higher calling for your life, you are choosing that. That's your choice. If you are not your best self every day, the best self that you can be every single day, a little bit better every single day, if you are not trying to do anything at all, you are choosing that. It's nobody's fault but your own. And man, if I could truly show you your potential and everything that you can be, and if I could really truly show you how to believe in yourself and convince you to believe in yourself, if I could somehow show you a vision of the life that is waiting on the other side of your decision to actually just go for it, you wouldn't waste another minute. You would be sprinting to go and be that person, and nothing could stop you. No one could stop you. Everything that you think is stopping you from being everything that you know you should be is an excuse. It's not waiting till the kids are older. It's not that you don't have enough time. It's not that you don't have enough money. It's not that horrible thing that happened to you 15 years ago. It's not your inability to kick that addiction. It's your choice not to be the best you that you can be and to really go for it right now. To go for everything that you want in this life right now. That's your choice. Call me an asshole, bro. Fine. Why do you think I know all this stuff? Because I'm just like you, and I battle against holding off on doing the things that I really want to do and procrastination. And I battle not believing in myself every single day. That's why I know. But I know for a fact that things didn't start happening to me until I decided to change and turn my life around and be better and do better and really go for the things that I wanted in this life, the things that I wanted to achieve in this life, the person that I wanted to be in this life. I stopped making excuses. I stopped blaming other people and circumstances for who I was choosing to be, and I got to work. So what are the things that you want to do, man? Make a list. You know, man, one of the things that I started to do a few months ago is I sit down periodically and I write out the vision for my life. And that vision has changed just a little bit every time that I've done it, because we grow as people. We want different things, right? As time passes, the vision changes a little bit, but I sit down and I write out the vision of my life. I write it out in bullet points, event by event, step by step, sometimes year by year, what the vision for my life is, the things that I want to accomplish, the things that I want to do. And in this vision, is it a little bit unrealistic in the conventional sense? Like if somebody, your average person, looked at it and read it, would they be like, yeah, right. Of course it is. Of course it's unrealistic. But I'm not here to be realistic. I'm not here to be average. I'm here to live my dream life, right? So I write out the vision of my life, and I visualize it. I picture it in my mind, how amazing it would be to accomplish all those things, to do all those things, to be that person, the person that I want to be, the better version of myself, because we can get better every single day, right? And the future version of myself is so far leveled up from who I am right now, it's ridiculous. And I imagine being able to give all the things that I want to give, and give all of the love that I want to be able to give, and to help people as much as I want to be able to help people. I visualize all of that, and all of the good that I could do in my life. And that gives me a clear vision of where I want to go and who I want to be and everything that I want to accomplish and what I need to do to get there. Because you need a clear vision, a clear dream, a clear goal, who you want to be, where you want to go, the things that you want to achieve, the dream that you want to come true, right? You have to have a clear vision for that, or else you're aimless. You're just like walking around blindfolded, you know, hoping to strike gold. You have to have a clear vision and a clear direction for where you're going. You have to write out the vision of your life. I encourage you to do that. Just sit down with a piece of paper, a notepad, and a pen, and write out the vision for your life, step by step, year by year, event by event. Write the vision for your life from right now until you're an old man and have already accomplished everything that you wanted to accomplish in this life. It ends with you having already done all of that. And then you know what you do next after you do that? After you write that vision for your life, you write that list of things that you want to do in this life, you get started. I don't want you to ever reach a day in your life where you regret the passage of time, that you feel that regret for the passage of time that you didn't even consider or grasp before it was too late. Get ripped and fit and healthy and eat right. Learn that language, acquire that skill, chase that dream, start that business, love that woman, be a good dad, be a good husband, be an honorable man, turn your life around, vanquish that addiction, stop putting it off until tomorrow. Be the person that when you look in the mirror, you say, F yeah, good for me. Say, I love me and I'm really doing it, huh? Be the person that when you look in that mirror, you say, I'm really doing it. I really did it, didn't I? Praise God, man. And when you do, when you really do it, when you really turn it all around, when you really correct your path and you really get started being everything that you know that you can be, everything that you should be, everything that you were meant to be, everything that you've always known deep down that you deserved, come back here and let me know. And I will say to you, I know I believed in you the whole time. And I know that this is a shorter episode. It's super short compared to my other episodes, but I just needed you to hear that today. I needed to motivate you today to get started. Get started now. Stop putting it off. Stop making excuses. Go be everything that you can be, everything that you are meant to be, man. Don't waste any more time. There's not enough of it. Be everything that you can be in this life right now. Don't reach a day in the future where you feel immense regret for the life that you didn't live while you had the chance. Do all the things. Start the business, man. Be the guy. Go be that guy, man. The guy that you can be. You already know everything that you're supposed to be doing. You're just not doing it yet. You know all the right moves to make. You know all the right decisions to make. What do? You eat right. You work out sometimes and you get to work. How hard could it be? You're just not doing it. Go and do it. And I needed you to hear that today, man. So it's so good to have you here today. I have a whole lot more to say, but I'm going to catch up with you guys really, really soon. Thank you so much for watching and listening today. If you want to support this podcast, there's a link down in the description of this episode called Buy Me a Coffee, where you can give money towards this podcast and producing it. We currently don't have sponsors or anything like that. This podcast isn't monetized. I do it for free for you. So if you want to give towards supporting this podcast to help me, we keep doing it. I really, really appreciate you guys donating on there. It means a lot to me. And hey, we're reaching men all over the world. This thing gets bigger every single day. I just watch those numbers go up and it blows my mind, dude. I'm so happy to be inspiring men all over the world to be better in their lives. So thank you guys so much for being here, because you are helping me do that. As I'm helping you level up your life, you're helping me level up other guys' lives by being here. It pushes it more on those platforms when you listen. So I'm so glad that I can help you. And get out there and kill it, man. Get out there and follow those dreams, chase those dreams, be everything that you know you can be. I love you. I'm proud of you. And you're going to do great things in this life, bro. I really, truly believe it. You right now listening to this, there are great things in store for you. And your life is only going to get better and better and better as soon as you make the decision to do that and be better. Thank you guys so much. And I'll catch you on the next one. Thanks, guys. Bye.